listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast, the place where business owners create breakthroughs. Here's your host, AJ Mirza.
Welcome to the Supercoach Show. Today I have the great honor of interviewing a former student turned superstar. Now he is killing it in the world of business. He actually started as a personal trainer and within 2 years scaled with $2 million. And the reason why I have this gentleman on is because he's impacted me in a profound way. I'll share kind of a backstory of how we first connected. I was hosting an online Supercoach seminar and I posted a scholarship to help someone out in need who wanted to come to the seminar and provide value for them. James Hodges took me up on that scholarship. He came to my seminar, signed up for my program, and I soon found out that he had his tax return money to pay for the coaching. From there, jumped into the world of entrepreneurship, took off like a lightning beam, and within 6 months, spoke at my seminar, provided a ton of value, had him on the podcast before, get a lot of wins. But then he transitioned his business model into something completely different. And now he's killing the game and he's making a big impact in this world. One of the main reasons why I have him on is to really diversify and open your mind to different possibilities. Now, you may have a day job or a business that brings in income, but I'm all about investing in different ways. And James has added a ton of value for me, opening up my mind for investing, but also opening up my mind to new possibilities. He is so inspirational. He's a family man, has kids, and just doing a great thing in this world. So without further ado, James Hodges, welcome back on.
AJ, it is an absolute honor to be back on your podcast. You've been such an influential person in my life, and I'm honored to be here today.
Yes, I am proud of you, and I'm honored to have you on. Let's kick things off with a quote or a mantra that fires you up.
So a quote that fires me up recently is realize the truth that nobody, and I mean nobody, is better than you. They either know something that you don't know, are doing something that you're not doing, or are believing something that you are not believing. And all of those things can very easily be changed.
I love that. I love that. That comes from a humble heart. And that's one of the characteristics that I appreciate about you. Because I will honestly say, you know, I've had so many different speakers at my seminars, and your presentation was one of my favorite because you were in a place of humility. And I feel everyone in the crowd were having the same sentiments because you accomplished success, you had some great breakthroughs, and you were just coming into this world of entrepreneurship, understanding discipline, understanding how to climb up the ranks. But you had this amazing way of sharing from a place that you're no better than anyone else. And I remember just from that presentation, I was like, this man's going places.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really think that that's been one of the attributing mindsets to the success that I've experienced so far. Because I look at people and I walk into a room and I truly don't believe that any of them are better than me. And the more high-level people that I get around, you know, I sit in rooms and have been mentored by people who are doing over $1 million per month, and you get into a conversation with these people and you realize they're not any different than me. They're flesh and blood. They're a human being. They had struggles growing up. They may have come from a poor background, similar to myself, and there is literally nothing different about them. They're just doing something different. They know something different, or they're believing something different than me. And I just need to find out what they're doing. What do they know that I don't know? And what do they believe that I don't believe?
Yes, I could totally relate to that. And I remember like the first seminars I went to and sitting in the crowd and looking at the speakers, I thought they were like superhuman. I'm like, wow, they're so confident. They're so knowledgeable. Right. I want to be on that level. And then we would have a lunch break and I was, you know, talking with them and I'm like, wow, this person is no different than me. Why am I not on that level? And that was at the starting point of like, okay, I just need to figure out the strategy and take action on it. And
right.
I love your story because it's so inspirational. So I kind of touched upon it in the intro, but I would love for you to share how bad things were not too long ago before you came to the event.
Yeah, honestly. So I came to your event in 2017 And that year, golly, I was making like $2,000 a month, less than $2,000 a month whenever I came to your event. It got so bad that year that my wife went to the grocery store, swiped the card, was buying groceries for our two-year-old daughter at the time, and we literally could not buy groceries at the grocery store because we were overdrawn in our account, didn't have any credit cards. Literally, like, we were considering going on food stamps at the time because we were so broke. And this was just, you know, a little over 2 years ago. This wasn't that long ago that I was in this position. So, it was a very, very dark time. I don't wish it upon anybody, but that pain can also inspire action. And some people, you know, some of the greatest entrepreneurs that I know of, they come from similar backgrounds. They went through an immense struggle early on. And because they went through immense struggle, they have this mindset that differentiates them from other people. You know, the typical daily struggles, the weekly struggles, the monthly struggles, they don't faze them because they've been at the bottom. When you've been at the bottom, you already know what that feels like. You already have experienced the lowest point. So you've got nowhere else to go but up.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. And I can totally relate, James. You know, my family was actually on food stamps. I was a year old. My family was immigrants when we came here, and we were on welfare, food stamps. It was very tough. You know, it was five of us living in a one-bedroom apartment. So I know struggle, and it's very familiar to me.
Yeah.
And over time, in this beautiful, freedom-based country, I was able to build a business and provide, not just for myself, but for my family. And milestone, yesterday, I actually just bought my father a new car. And it was the greatest thing I could ever do. Because, you know, you make some money, you buy yourself some stuff. But when you buy your loved one a gift, and this is something I've wanted to do as a lifelong dream, it's the best feeling in the world.
That's amazing. I saw that Facebook post yesterday of you posting that. And it's so inspirational. You know, I can't wait for the moment to be able to do that as well. It's not far off, I know. But when you give, you actually gain so much more than what you're giving. And I think that's one of the keys to success, is actually giving more than you expect to receive.
That's so true. My mantra, make more to give more. And and you've been giving a lot, not just in terms of giving back to your family. Obviously, you're adding value to the marketplace, but you've given me a lot, because we want to talk about the main subject and what you're up to right now. Because I remember I got a message from you. You know, we're keeping in touch on social media, and you're like, right, AJ, I just want to thank you. And, you know, I'm doing really well. And I made $100,000 last month. And I was like, what? James, this is amazing. What are you doing now? And you mentioned you're into real estate. And I'm like, wow, this is very fascinating to me. You know, I'm super proud of you, but I'm like, what are you doing in real estate? And I've always invested in real estate. You know, I understand that obviously that's one of the best ways of building generational wealth, passive income, and it's one of the safest ways to grow and invest your money. And very recently, I learned about wholesaling. I went to a real estate seminar, and there's a wholesaling expert. And then I was like, oh my God, that's what James does. And then we decided to hop on a call, and I was blown away. So if I've been understanding investing in real estate for decades, I just found out about wholesaling. I would love for you to share so people understand how the model works.
Yeah, so wholesaling, traditional investing. So wholesaling, you actually aren't taking ownership of a house. You actually aren't buying the house. The easiest way to describe wholesaling, whenever you are looking to buy a house, you actually go under contract to purchase that house. And typically a contract is 30 to 45 days long. And there are certain clauses that you can put in that contract that allows you to assign your equitable interest in that property to somebody else. So you have basically whenever you're putting the name on the contract, you can say and or assigns or and or assignee. So you can assign your interest in a property to somebody else for a fee. So the way that wholesaling works is there are real estate investors out there. There are people who we've all seen the TV shows who buy properties, renovate them, and then sell them at retail value. We've all seen the fix and flip shows, Flipper Flop, all of those shows. And it's become kind of a rage in America. Well, those people, they have to acquire property somehow. And the deeper discount that those people can acquire properties, the more money that they make. So as a wholesaler, those people are my customers. And the other people that are my customers are people who, similar to yourself, who acquire rental properties, who are investing in real estate for long-term generational wealth, and are looking to acquire rental properties to build up their portfolio. So those are my two main customers that I deal with. My job as a wholesaler is to go out and find properties that will be great investment properties for the people who are buying it as a fix and flip or buying it as a rental. And my job is to go directly to the homeowner, negotiate with that homeowner a purchase price, get that property under contract, and then I go to my investor buyers and I sell my interest in that property to them for a profit.
Wow. Wow. You see, like, it's a beautiful model and it's very unique in a way where you're, in a sense, finding a seller and finding a buyer, and you're kind of like the middle person.
Correct.
Where you're just making profit connecting them too. So it's a different way of dealing with real estate where, let's say if you're a landlord, you know, you got to deal with the property, the tenants, managing it. It's a whole nother animal, right? Or if you're doing fixer-uppers, right? You're taking a property and you're doing renovations on it. That's a whole nother animal as well. And then you have obviously the real estate agents. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go about this. But what I love about wholesaling is the simplicity of finding a deal and then selling it and then just getting out, right? So in my opinion, it seems like a very low stress type of transaction.
Yeah, it essentially is. There's you don't have to deal with, you know, managing the property of taking ownership of, you know, financing it, because essentially I don't have to put down any money in order to do what I do. So it's the quote unquote zero down way of investing in real estate. Essentially, if I can find a property and negotiate it at a deep discount, then sell that to my buyer, I can make a profit on it. And so really the only expenses in this business are the expenses that I may spend on marketing to get my message in front of homeowners who are looking to sell their house quickly.
Yes, 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 absolutely. And I would love for you to take us all back of how you got started with wholesaling in the first place. I believe it was 2018 when you started getting your first deals.
Right. So in 2017, I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I actually found out about from you. You actually recommended the book and I started reading it, and I was fascinated with real estate investing. And I knew that real estate investing was a vehicle that I wanted to utilize to build wealth for myself, for my family. But as I was diving deeper into real estate investing, I realized that, man, if I'm going to buy rental properties or if I'm going to buy houses and fix them up, that requires a lot of money. And to be honest, I was playing the cash flow game and looking at how much money landlords actually make per property per month. And it's not very much money. Most landlords are making their $500 per month from their rental properties. And I was like, man, that's going to take me forever to build up passive income, which is like the pinnacle of what we're trying to accomplish in real estate. And so through deeper research, I came across the method of wholesaling, and I knew that that was the vehicle that I had to go down And it seemed like it was just a marketing and sales game, which from my experience as an online fitness coach, I was like, I can do marketing and sales. I can talk to people. I know that I can do this game. I can network with people. And through the skill sets that I had developed as an online fitness professional, I knew I could be successful in this niche of real estate. So I ended up buying a course at the beginning of 2018. And I said, February 1st, I'm going to take action. I'm going to implement what I learned in this course. And I'm going to set out to get my first wholesale deal. February 1st of 2018, I spent like 3 weeks learning and studying the course. February 1st, I started taking action. And I was driving around, and I'm sure that everybody has seen these signs around town that say, we buy houses fast cash, or we buy ugly houses, those kind of signs. Well, most of those signs are people like me, wholesalers who are looking to wholesale properties, or real estate investors looking to buy properties. So I started putting up these signs around town. The bandit signs. And I was utilizing a couple of other marketing strategies as well. I was using Google AdWords, and I was also what we call driving for dollars, driving around neighborhoods looking for distressed houses. So these are houses that the weeds are really tall. It looks like nobody's living there. The property looks a little bit run down, and I was looking for these houses, and I basically created a big list of these houses, and I just started calling these people. There's a way that you can actually look up homeowners' phone numbers online. It's called skip tracing. And I started skip tracing these people, calling them, putting up signs around town, advertising with Google AdWords. And within 3 weeks of doing this, just taking massive action, I had people calling me and basically asking, hey, I'm interested in selling my house. I want to sell it quickly. What can you offer me? And it's like this aha moment. It's just crazy. And at that point, I didn't know what to do. You know, you have no idea what you're doing whenever you're getting started. And our second house that we ever looked at, from a person that called in from one of our signs, we were able to get under contract. We were able to sell it for $4,500 profit. And then within 3 weeks after that, we had two other deals under contract that we sold for $15,000 each, $15,000 profit each.
That is tremendous. That is super, super inspiring. And it makes me realize, like, in business, when we crack the code, it's one of the best feelings ever. I remember when I started my online fitness business, and I put out an offer, and all of a sudden I got money in my PayPal. It was $97, but it was the best damn $97 I ever made because I wasn't trading hours for dollars for that sale. And I remember when you had a major win, when you were coaching under me, I believe you were running a Facebook ad for $100 in ad spend, and you made $2,500, right? Wow, yeah. Profitability, crack the code. Now you could do that over and over and over again. So my question was, like, when you crack the code with wholesaling, how did it feel? And what made you say, this is what I'm going to be focusing on full time?
So the first deal that we got, you know, it was $4,500. And the feeling was, this works. You know, I've been researching it. I've seen other people do it. I've seen other people, you know, talk about the checks that they get from wholesaling. And when I got that first contract, I knew that it worked, and I knew that I could make money in this industry. I didn't know how much money was possible, but when I got the second and third deals that I made $15,000 each on, that was when I knew that this was something that I had to put all my eggs into this basket, and I knew I had to go full time and capitalize on this. This was massive. I didn't realize how much potential there was, because in a span of 3 weeks, I had made essentially, you know, close to $40,000 in 3 weeks. And I was just getting started. I was just a beginner. So I figured if I could get to where I was doing, you know, a couple of these deals a month, consistently, then I could make an insane living.
And you sure did, you know. Within 1 year, you scaled up to $1.1 million. And that's like tremendous, you know, it's super inspiring, especially stating that 2 years ago, you were struggling financially on the verge of food stamps, you know, trying to provide for your family. And then it's this amazing, successful upward spiral. And that's one of the reasons why I had you on this show, just to give people perspective. And at the same time, share your humble heart, because you're a man who loves to give. You know, you stated earlier, like, I'm no smarter than you, no more talented, is you found a system and then you just started to up level with it. And that's one of the things I want people here to listen into. I myself, you know, I grew up very, very poor. So I always had this fear of losing it all, you know, and that insecurity is also a benefit because it led me to diversify my income where, like, you know, I make money from coaching. I make money from financial investments, stocks, mutual funds, long-term insurance, right? Real estate is very powerful. And for people that are listening, they could be on two boats. They could be kind of like me where I want to bring in a passive income stream with wholesaling, or they could be like you who says, I'm going all in, fully committing myself to wholesaling. So if someone wants to dive into this realm, maybe they have like 5 to 10 hours a week to put into it. What advice do you have for get started?
So if somebody's wanting to dive into this industry, the first step that they have to take is get educated. They've got to learn the ins and outs of real estate. Real estate is one of those industries where you have to know the laws. You have to know the ins and outs of the industry, at least on a surface level, in order to operate. Otherwise, you're going to get eaten alive. So the very first step is to get educated and learn the basic fundamentals of real estate. You know, learn what the contracts are, learn how to evaluate properties. Otherwise, it's going to be a long road ahead of them, spinning their wheels, spending unnecessary time, that if they could go to somebody, just learn the blueprint, essentially, it's going to shortcut that time immensely. So the first step that they would need to take, find a mentor, find a coach, and learn the ropes, learn the blueprint, get somebody to show you, to educate you first, and then show you how to operate this business. And if they can do that, and if they can devote 5 to 10 hours a week after that, then they can very, very easily be doing, you know, one deal per month, two deals per month, just on that kind of time invested into the business.
Yeah, totally, totally. Right. Success leaves clues. And instead of trying to figure out on your own, have a mentor, have someone who's already been through the process. You learn from them directly. You know, all of my great successes came from modeling someone else, right? Whether it was growing my in-person training business, my online fitness business, and also my various investments. And, you know, I'll be transparent. You know, I'm working with James. You know, I'm going to go through his course and he's going to help me make the right steps, because I could totally go into YouTube University and watch a bunch of different videos and get overwhelmed with all these experts. I don't want to go into analysis paralysis. I go to the source, which is my man James, and just going through his course and following the right steps, I'm saving trial and error. And I think investing gives you speed, right? Because instead of all the mistakes you could make, why not follow a blueprint?
Absolutely. And that's how we were able to scale our business so quickly. You know, we went from zero to 1.1 million in our first year of doing this business. We hit 2 million in 18 months, meaning that we did 1 million in the next 6 months after the 1 year mark. And the only reason we were able to do that, or the biggest reason we were able to do that, is because we went out and got in proximity with people who had done it before us. They had traveled that road. They gave us the blueprint. They were able to model what other people were doing well in their business. Now, we had to make some tweaks according to our market, our specific locations that we were in, and, you know, our specific skill sets. But, you know, that was how we were able to scale our business so quickly, is by getting in proximity with people who had done it before us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing that James and I were talking about just the other day was your different goals in real estate, right? So we were talking about investing in multifamily properties, you know, and that's something I'm really focused on doing. But I realized, and James, you know, hit me with a light bulb over the head. He said, if you want to get good at finding multifamily properties and renting them out, it's better to master wholesaling because then you can look for good deals, you know? So it seems like what you're teaching is like a fundamental principle that you can use for single family properties, renovations, multifamily. So it's kind of like a good platform to get into multiple different avenues of real estate.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people actually use wholesale as the entry point into real estate because if you can learn how to source your own properties, source your own deals, and acquire those properties at the deepest discount, because a great wholesaler is the first one to that property. And they are the ones who acquire it at the deepest discount possible. And if you can develop those skill sets, there's several different options that you can utilize on the back end. But first, you've got to be able to get properties under contract. Now, if you want to, you know, keep that property as an Airbnb, which is extremely profitable, then you can do that. But you've got to be able to acquire the property first. If you want to keep that property as a rental property, you can do that as well. If you want to flip that property, you can do that as well. But you've got to be able to find the deals first. You've got to know what numbers to utilize to evaluate properties, because your job as a wholesaler is to bring great properties to real estate investors. So you have to know your numbers if you're going to make it in real estate, if you're going to make a lot of money. And that's the job of a wholesaler. So you're going to learn how to evaluate properties. You're going to learn how to evaluate deals. And you can develop these skill sets that then you can utilize for any kind of other avenue that you want to in real estate, whether that be buying multifamily properties, buying Airbnb properties, buying rental properties, fix and flipping properties, whatever you want to do, you can utilize whatever other avenues you want to. But this is like the fundamental skill set that can create massive wealth for you.
Yes, that's why I'm working with you to master it, you know. And one thing I wanted to just get, because I was curious about this, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are curious about it as well. If someone's getting into wholesaling, let's say they're saying, all right, for 1 year, I'm going to commit to just learning the ins and outs of this. Based on your experience and the people you've worked with, like, what are the average deals, you know? Like, I know it varies, but there's a lot of different variables with it. But for someone could know, like, okay, if I spend 2 months and I focus on that one deal, what could I expect to make?
From a wholesaling standpoint, you know, our average deal size right now is about $23,000 per deal. And we can do between 8 and 12 deals per month in our business. Now, we've built out a team. I spend about five hours a week in my business right now, in my wholesaling business. And, you know, that's because I built out a team. But for somebody who's just getting started, I know when I was just getting started, my average profit per wholesale deal was about $14,000 per deal. So if somebody puts their head down and they can, you know, get it, they can learn the ins and outs of it, they can expect to average, the nationwide average is about $13,000 or $14,000 per deal. But if you can make the right tweaks to your system, and one of the keys to making a lot of money as a wholesaler is having a great list of buyers who are interested in investing in real estate. So the more buyers that you have, basically that's your customer pool. So your audience. So the greater your audience size, the more demand that there is for your properties, and the more money that you can make per deal. So that's kind of one of the tricks to increasing that average profit per deal. And we teach all of our students how to create a massive buyers list, how to go out and find the best buyers in their market. But for people are averaging somewhere between, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $13,000 when they're just getting started.
That's very inspiring. And I remember your first deal, I believe you put up like 50 bandit signs, and then you found a seller and you're able to do that, you know? So
right.
Hustle, 10X action, like we always talk about.
Right.
That's all that's necessary. You don't need an elaborate team to get started. You need to just get off your ass, take the steps, make that first sell, and then crack the code.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really, you know, taking the 10X level of action is what was able to allow me to get into this business so quickly. You know, I took massive, massive action. I would spend hours putting up signs. I would spend hours putting up or calling homeowners. I would spend hours trying to dial in my Google AdWords. And I just took the 10X approach. You know, shout out to Grant Cardone for that book, The 10X Rule. But if you take that approach to this industry, I tell our students all the time, there's no way if you're taking the right actions that you're not going to see success at some point. If you're taking the right actions, you will get a deal eventually. There's no way that you won't if you're taking the right actions, because you're going to find somebody eventually that is desperate to sell their house, that wants to get out of their house, that you're able to get under contract. And then if you know how to find buyers, there's no way that you won't be able to sell a property if you get enough properties under contract.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, one of the names of my coaching programs is a 10X coaching program, because we agree that, you know, if you take the 10X, the action, success is inevitable, right? So
right.
It's
right.
The simplicity of that, just following daily consistent actions. And the one thing I want to bring up as well is, you know, most people will say, oh, my area is very competitive and I don't know where to look. The great thing about wholesaling is you could look at different areas, you know, kind of like online coaching. You're not just stuck in one place. You could have different properties in different states.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with wholesaling, you can essentially do this virtually anywhere in the United States. I know that some other countries as well, they are able to do wholesaling there, but it's very common in the United States. But essentially, I could wholesale a property in any state within the United States from my living room. You know, if you learn how to find deals and you learn how to negotiate with homeowners and sign contracts, you can do that totally virtually. You can sign contracts via DocuSign. We do it all the time. And we've sold properties, you know, hundreds of miles away, and we never even saw the property in person. And you can totally do that. Similar to your online business approach, you know, if you can expand the size of your audience outside of just your local gym, you know, you helping personal trainers go online, then you can make so much more money. Your scalability is infinitely higher. And it's the same thing with wholesaling. You could scale this. There's infinite scalability because the whole country is your playground, essentially.
That's beautiful. Yeah, there's so much possibilities. And the great thing about it is, obviously, as technology improves, all of this will be easier. You know, just think about,
yes.
I thought about like 10 years ago when I was doing online coaching and we had such limited technology. Now it's so much easier with everything virtual. It's going to just explode, you know?
Right.
One thing I really wanted to touch upon is bringing everything back full circle, you know, because literally, you know, 2-3 years ago, you were a struggling personal trainer. Then you built an online business and now you're killing it with real estate wholesaling. And knowing you, James, your big why is to leave a legacy. So I would love for you to share, what type of legacy do you want to leave behind?
So the legacy that I want to leave behind, and you mentioned the big why, you know, for people who are trying to find their why, I always recommend the strategy I learned from Dean Graziosi, which is called 7 Levels Deep, where you basically ask, why do you want to be successful? And you do that 7 times until you find the first couple of times that you'll do that are head answers. They're answers that come from your head, but as you get to like 5, 6, 7, you really get to the heart of it. In reference to that, I always like to leave people with that strategy when they're trying to find their why. But as far as the legacy that I want to leave, I want to leave a legacy to where, you know, when I get to the end of my life, people are thankful that I live my life. that they can look to my life and say, that man provided massive value. Every interaction that I had, I left a better person, and I left more value with more value than when I entered the conversation or when I entered the interaction. And they can point to my life and say, he made a difference in my life, and I'm thankful that he lived his life.
Wow. I feel that. And shout out to Dean Graziosi, because he was on my podcast about 2 months ago, and he was mentioning the big vision and really just, you know, leaving a legacy. You know, the man has accomplished a lot of great stuff, and that exercise is powerful. I highly recommend you sit down and do that one day. And talking about adding value and impacting, like, you've impacted me in such a profound way. I want to acknowledge you for that, because even when I was coaching you as a student, your level of discipline and your rules about life and your habits, I was like taking notes on that, you know? And every time I reach out to you, you just spend so much time and energy helping me, right? I called you about real estate. You just like did a value vomit. And I'm like, whoa, this guy is so helpful. I was like, how can I reward you? I want to get your course. I want to help you out as well, you know? And Jim Rohn said it best, your income and impact is correlated to the amount of value you add to the world. And you're living right. proof of that, because you're already starting a legacy just by being the man you are today.
Yeah, I appreciate that, AJ. I really am honored by, you know, the kind words that you said. And likewise, I want to, you know, also thank you, because every time that I talk to you, I'm always reminded about the impact that you made in my life. And I wouldn't be here today had you not provided the value that you did to my life. You're the one who introduced me to Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which got me into real estate. You introduced me to some of my mentors that have helped me grow to the level that I'm at. And a lot of the principles that you taught me when I was in your coaching program are principles that I've applied to my business, to my real estate business, to my real estate coaching business as well. And likewise, I want to thank you for the impact that you've provided to me, and I know to so many other people in the world. You're leaving a massive legacy as well.
I appreciate you, James. I feel that in the heart, and I receive that, and it means a lot. Now, of course, people are listening in, and they're like, this man is the man going to take me to the next level. I want to learn more about real estate, wholesaling, and what you provide. So where could people go to get into your world?
So first place, they can go to reigamechangers.com. Again, that's reigamechangers.com. And they can watch a free training that I've got on that website. They can also, if they're interested in getting help started in real estate, they can do so there. You can also find me on Instagram at TheRealJamesHodges on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook, James Hodges. And honestly, like, if somebody is highly inspired by this, they're really wanting to jump into real estate, they can shoot a text to the number 940-273-8022. And shoot a text to that number. We'll point you in the right direction. If you're interested in getting started in real estate or interested in just connecting more, we'll be able to help you out.
Yes. James, I want you to repeat that text, because I was writing it down.
Yeah, yeah.
940?
Yeah, shoot a text to 940-273-8022.
Great, great, great. And for those of you that are driving, don't worry. I have all of these in the show notes on the onlinesupercoach.com blog, and it'll all be on there. Just copy and paste it, send the text message, reach out to James, and highly recommend you follow him on social media, because we just scratched the surface of his story. Imagine where he's going to be 10 years from now. He's on this upward spiral, and it's going to be inspiring to see that. So, James, I appreciate you. Thanks for your value, your friendship, and the big impact you're making on this world.
Yeah, AJ, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here, honor to provide. Again, it's just great to connect with you again.
Likewise, brother. Chat soon.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to the Online Super Coach Podcast. If you like this show, share it with your friends and subscribe on iTunes. For show notes and for free training on how you can attract, convert, and deliver like a million-dollar online coach, visit online